fresh air.
Are you aching
and
eager to be hypnotized? Of course you are. All protected from interruption and relaxing into your natural hypnotic position, exposed and open for me. I love the idea of you spreading your legs, exposing your palms. So excited and anxious to surrender to me. Settle your body in, heavy and snug. Enjoying the way gravity tugs you downward. I want you to make sure your head is in a very comfortable position. And then open your eyes. Pick a point that is directly in front of you. Something very precise that your eyes can easily focus on. It can be a corner or a color or 2 inches down from the spot on the wall. But get very clear about the exact point you are looking at. Stare at that point as though you are absorbing all of the visual information, draining it without thinking about it. Focusing only on maintaining a relaxed gaze and taking deep, measured breaths. It's natural to blink, and it won't interrupt your vision. You can just keep looking at what you see. As you gaze, keeping very still, so that you are easily just seeing that one point. You've already memorized everything that is there, deep in your subconscious. You aren't seeing anything new, so you'll find that everything you're looking at might as well be a blur or a white screen. Now, close your eyes, letting your lids settle snugly together, enjoying the lazy rest after your intense staring. In the darkness, you still know what the point in front of you looks like. You may even be able to see it in your mind. Take a deep breath in. Comfortable and sleepy, and out. So good. Now, even if your eyelids feel very heavy, refocus on your fixed point as you open your eyes again and take another breath in. So tired. Falling deep. And then gently close your eyes as you breathe out, sinking back into the black memory of what's in front of you. Focus and open as you inspire. Your obedience is so sexy. And expire as you drop your lids, surrendering to the drowsy, dizzy comfort. Once more, concentrating on the point as your eyes open and you breathe in. So deep, even though it's so very, very difficult to stay awake and stare. Now letting yourself fall deeply asleep as your eyes close and you exhale completely. Behind your sleepy eyes, it's so very dark and empty. Nothing exists but my voice, my instructions, and the things that I create for you. It's easy to imagine that you know you're floating in an unlit maze with sides you can't touch and nothing to see. You have no clues from your senses to tell you where you are. You simply know because I am telling you. Right now, you're still in the outer parts of the maze. The area that represents the space closest to your waking consciousness. As you navigate the twists and turns towards the center of the maze, you'll be journeying into your deeper layers of being, the parts of you that ordinarily lie silent or sleeping, the inner psyche that I penetrate with my erotic manipulation. You want that, don't you, treasure? So badly. To find your way to the dark, deep places in you that are so susceptible to my control. To let your talking mind fall entirely silent. To simply be in my enchantment. To forget yourself. If you're ready for me to guide you through the maze, just nod your head. Good treasure. There's nothing you can see, nothing you can touch that can show you the way. Only I know how you can get farther and deeper. You are completely helpless and vulnerable to me. Because you need me to tell you how to get what you want. And it's good that it turns you on to be powerless to my control. Because I can use your arousal like a guiding light to take you wherever I want you to go. The paradox here is that you want to go to a place where you can't think. But the harder you think about how to get there, the farther away you become. You're already slipping in all the right ways, a spinning, spirally path. And since I'm taking you deeper into thoughtless oblivion, the less you're thinking, the closer we've come to the very center of your mental maze. And the best way to stop you from being able to think is to inflame your cock until mindless lust is all you know. And I love how it's so easy to make you hard for me when I'm hypnotizing you. The more you train with my session, the more the simplest greeting instantly lights up your sexual energy and gets your body ready for anything I have in mind. And from there, it's a helpless downward cycle, so quickly into dizziness, losing yourself, falling into me, because arousal leads so naturally to hypnosis. And trance always has and always will feel like seductive tugs that start at your cock and rub all over your body. It's like a perfectly designed natural drop. The way your trance and your arousal chase each other around, spiraling down. That's right, my good treasure. So distracted by the way your cock feels, you can't think about anything but your increasing arousal. And obedience becomes so automatic that you barely notice yourself following my every suggestion. It feels so good to know that you're perfectly obedient when you have no conscious control. The harder your cock gets, the faster and more certain your rolling flow towards the center of the labyrinth of your psyche becomes. But you don't care, can't care, can't think, can only obey. Because it would be so difficult not to obey when your cock is occupying so much of your attention. Now you're primarily functioning from your subconscious mind. Almost, but not exactly, deeply asleep. Sometimes in moments like this, you may underestimate how deeply in trance you are, because you're still so very, very aware of what's happening to you. This is why people often make the mistake of believing that they have not been hypnotized, despite having been deeply in trance. Your observer mind is not the same as your conscious mind, however. It's actually much more mechanical and does its job equally well for all layers of your psyche. Your observer mind is not under your control, obviously, because it must report nothing more or less than what is happening. You simply find that you pay a lot of attention to its reports while you're listening to my instructions, taking them in deeply, even when you're utterly captivated with the distracting tingles emanating from your cock. By definition, your unconscious mind operates things that are not under your conscious control. It may not directly control certain biochemical reactions or all mechanical neurological responses, but it is ordinarily responsible for influencing the smooth operation of a wide variety of systems. The biggest danger to the successful activity of your subconscious mind is the intervention of your conscious mind. Because to a greater or lesser degree, everything that your unconscious does when you aren't thinking about it is something that you can affect by how you do think about it. Sometimes that can be sexy, like when I take control of your breathing to take you into trance. And sometimes it can be helpful in other ways, as with people who learn to improve their health by consciously lowering their heart rate. Often, however, the thinky part of the brain is pretty incompetent at deciding what to do when it takes something over unnecessarily. Have you ever been with a lover who excited you so much that they made you nervous, even when you were very physically intimate? Remember how sometimes you would be cuddled up with her, so close that something about the nearness would make you very aware of your breath. And then the silent panic, as once aware, your mind began to try to make decisions about the best way to breathe, wanting to be natural, and only finding your own respiration patterns becoming weirder and weirder in the fear that your darling would notice you breathing funny and judge you. But if you were able to calm down and take a few relaxing breaths, deeply in and out. You would soon get distracted by something else and lose conscious control of your breath. Easily and smoothly, the right depth and rhythm would be restored. And by that time, you wouldn't notice. So it's very clear that it's best to maximize the control of your subconscious mind over everything it does best. Isn't that right, Treasure? Another issue can be that the conscious and other minds don't always know how to communicate with each other, with mixed results. Think about a time when you found yourself becoming visibly aroused in an embarrassing situation. The more you think about how much you don't want your cock to get hard, the bigger and stiffer it gets. That's because the unconscious doesn't really understand negatives. It just knows that you're thinking about being physically turned on and assumes that's what you want. On the other hand, there's a reason that one of the classic ways of dealing with overexcitement is to think about something entirely separate from sex, but engaging, generally referred to as baseball. It could be anything, as the point is just to let your cock fall into the natural and appropriate state. While giving a speech in front of a crowd of people, that should be sleeping and dreaming of me. While paying very close attention to my voice, it's very easy for your subconscious to track that your cock should always be eager and ready for my every command. So, we can conclude two things. First, your unconscious mind should be trusted to do whatever it wants without interruption from your overthinking processes. Second, the best way to let your subconscious do its best job is by occupying the think factory with a quality distraction. The distraction, of course, has to be appropriate to the task. You wouldn't want to use thinking about my perfect curvy breasts as a way to take your mind off of being too aroused, would you? In fact, if you accidentally got too focused on automatically thinking about my breast every time you're uncomfortably horny, that really wouldn't make your cock any less hard, would it, Treasure? So, to be clear, you should only force yourself to think about my breasts when you want to become more sexually charged, because it's impossible to stop yourself from becoming more turned on when you imagine gazing at my cleavage. Don't become confused. We're still talking about a way in which my breath would not be a distraction from your arousal, as you would only become 10 times as hot as soon as you pictured my sexy figure. So do not let yourself dwell on the idea of being compelled to think about how sexy I am every time you want to distract yourself from your arousal. On the other hand, for that very reason that you do find my body so very lust-inducing, if you need a distraction from anything besides uncontrollable sexual arousal, My breasts are absolutely perfect. Of course. It's impossible to be aroused without the complicity of your subconscious mind, which you know takes very good care of you, particularly when being controlled by me through hypnosis. And since I program you with ongoing training and suggestions, your subconscious is controlled by me all of the time. So, since it's always, therefore, a good idea to do the things I've trained you to deeply want to do, anytime you are turned on, you must want to be experiencing arousal. So if you find that it's impossible to turn your mind away from your needy cock from time to time, perhaps because the only thing you can think of when attempting to distract yourself is my breath, you'll know that it's important that you not try to escape your horniness from me. Because when you do, you will become obsessed with thoughts of my beautiful, perfect cleavage. And you will immediately become 10 times more sexually excited. The more turned on you get, the more clear it will become that your conscious and subconscious mind insist upon focusing on the erotic pleasure of devoting your attention to me. And the more you resist, the more inflamed you will become. The only option you have for escaping the temptation of my tantalizing body is to yield utterly and completely. But luckily for you, my good treasure, there is nothing you desire more than to surrender to me in just that complete way. And if you can never, ever decide that you want to become less aroused by me, because you will immediately attempt to distract yourself by thinking about my sexy body, picturing my breath, and becoming 10 times more aroused, then you have already been vanquished. You might as well give up. Another wonderful thing about being unable to distract yourself from your arousal intentionally is that everything other than arousal that occupies you will be something that truly enthralls you, or at least interests you so much that it can temporarily engage all of your active circuits. It's important to realize that now that you have deeply accepted my programming, it's impossible for you to do anything boring or distasteful, as everything will either fully occupy your mind at all levels, or a task might take out partial brain power, but the rest will be distracted with your erotic obsessions. You cannot escape the desires of your subconscious, and it would be a mistake to try. Even if you do try to distract yourself from subconscious desire, it will be impossible to avoid thinking about my sexy breasts, my legs, my perfectly enticing body, and becoming 10 times as aroused. You have no choice but to surrender to your arousal. When you arouse from your trance, you will feel rested and happy, but you may find yourself a little foggy-headed. After you have laid around in blissful after trance for a while, you may try to rush and get the fog to clear by distracting yourself from your hypnotic arousal. When you do, you will immediately be caught up in such a rush of vivid, lustful thoughts about my beauty and become 10 times more aroused. This arousal is so powerful that so soon after being so deep, it will make you woozy. It may knock you back into a trance. The only way you will recover is to utterly give in to those feelings and accept them as a part of your experience. At that point, you will begin to find that the more aroused you are, the more clear and energetic you feel. The longer you go without orgasm, the more aroused you become, and the sharper your conscious experience will be. You will find that things that engage you fully become richer and more rewarding, and that the quality of your erotic experience also acquires greater depth. You will have regained so much energy that you used to spend deciding whether you would allow yourself to be aroused or not. Now, that choice has been taken away, and you can concentrate on things that really matter. One, when you wake, you will find that your drowsiness persists along with your arousal. Two, when you try to clear your head by distracting yourself, you will only be able to think sexy thoughts about my body. Three, I'm very pleased with you, my treasure.